as you create your aspiration, let's say you want to be a Bilderberger.
Okay.
Okay, we can play there. That's as good as any. And many of the house of the Chateau Lafitte in the Rothschilds, they had aspirations or unrealized creations that became realized. Okay? And once that house was built, and once that lineage was created, and you can go all the way into the illumination of your Illuminati, we have no problem playing with it all, then they come into a place where they sometimes decide that full control is a great deal of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
yes.
If you control the whole wide world, all of a sudden now you got to be responsible for the whole wide world. And you go, well, wait a second, I didn't take all that on. I just wanted all the power in all the whole wide world. Okay, great. But then you got a great deal of job all day, every day, of sifting out who gets the power and who does not, you see, of providing the grand design of sorting out all the goods and the stuff, and you can have this and you can't have that, and you qualify for this and you don't qualify for that. So as you come into your own power, and this is that part that we able to go all day every day, coming back to ignite the spark that activates the non-physical part of you and the physical meat sack part of you to activate that creation or creator, then you can choose. And if you get there, if this particular house is going to do it for you, or this particular aspiration is going to do it for you, if owning all the music or the collective music of artists past and controlling those copyrights is going to make enough money that's going to take care of you forever and ever and ever, and you can own those rights, and every time they play that music on a TV commercial, then the little dab of money goes to you.
Right.
That's an empire. Well, then others would say, no, wait, that's a bastardization. One human shouldn't have all that power.
Hmm.
And yet, they couldn't stop it, you see.
Hmm.
So now you come into that thing and you get to the place of the Bilderbergers where you have it all and it doesn't suit you or please you. Well, no, I just wanted a little cabin in the corner of Glory Land. That's all I wanted, you see. Well, okay, just so happens my little cabin might be 300,000 heat and cool square feet. Well, that's wonderful. Then you have to have a staff of 200 just to maintain it. So the having the creation or wanting that comes into your collective realized creation or manifestation, if that's a good word, there are many, then you can then very easily decide, well, no thanks, I'm actually good. I'll just not have this anymore, and I'll go here. You see.
Hmm.
So once you arrive, then you get to new levels of contrast. And those new levels of contrast will finally, eternally decide if having a glass of red wine is good for the heart or bad for the heart.